Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be some morning fog, and there's plenty of it out there this morning, so do drive carefully. It'll reveal a cloudy day. We will have a high of about 40 degrees. Temperature-wise, around the area, we start things out in Kenosha, where we get the temperature reading of, where is it? Let's look. There it is, Kenosha, 36 degrees. It's 35 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 38, 36 in Racine. Again, very foggy this morning. Please drive with caution. A lot of people going to be out and about getting back to work. It's back after the holidays, so maybe not paying attention all that much this morning, so do drive with caution. Still no word on UW-Madison freshman Megan Casey, who was among the six feared dead when a private plane went down into Lake Erie near Cleveland last week. Casey was returning home Thursday after attending a Cleveland Cavaliers game with her father and four neighbors from Columbus, Ohio, the twin-engine plane going down just after takeoff. Cleveland police indicate more than 120 pieces of debris have been recovered since yesterday, all of it consistent with parts of a Cessna Citation aircraft. The first murder victim of the new year in Milwaukee died protecting his fiancée, according to friends. 37-year-old Patrick Presley shot and killed inside of Dee's Elegance Bar on Sunday. Witnesses indicate Presley's girlfriend was being harassed by somebody. When he stepped in to protect her, he was then shot. Police still looking for that suspect. Racine's new homeless shelter has been operating now since November 1st at the old Lincoln Lutheran building on Dominick Drive, which also houses the offices of United Way. And like the hospitality center in recent years, but unlike Halo, this temporary site does not exclude people with substance abuse or mental health issues. The co-founder is Warren Williams. He tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that in recent weeks, they've dealt with between 25 and 30 people, and the neighbors, he says, they've been mostly supportive.
People start to realize that the homeless are not this scary, evil group of people. They're just us. They're just nice people who have fallen on hard times. They maybe have issues that are keeping them from living lives that are as full as they should be.
With colder weather arriving this week, attendance at the shelter is expected to increase. The homeless shelter's board of directors has also been working with local officials, including government, on developing a long-term presence once the shelter's current lease is set to run out at the end of March. In Madison, Mayor Paul Soglin continuing his effort to stop homeless people from sleeping on downtown sidewalks during the daytime. The Wisconsin State Journal reports he's going to reintroduce a proposal that would allow police to ticket anyone sleeping on the sidewalks in the Central Business District between 7 in the morning and 10 o'clock at night. The city council there voted down a similar measure back in September. A computer glitch affecting customers and border protection systems, creating a travel nightmare at airports around the country for 4 hours yesterday. A lot of disgruntled people. Reed Binion has more on what happened.
Almost 4 hours, yeah.
International travelers waiting through a sea of fellow passengers amid massive lines at airports nationwide.
We got to customs and we were told that the computers were down.
Computer systems were down across the country. Customs and Border Protection blaming an outage that it says affected processing systems. CBP says customs officers maintained security standards while processing travelers through, quote, alternative procedures. And that, quote, there is no indication that the service disruption was malicious in nature. After 4 hours, all affected airports were reportedly back online. I'm Reed Binion.
Here in Wisconsin, the Department of Transportation, working with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, has now put in place a warning system for motorists about wrong-way drivers on the interstate through the overhead message boards. Part of the initial effort to address what had become a growing problem, installing devices to detect drivers going the wrong way. It was a dozen to start things off. Most recently went up to 20. They alert the State Traffic Operations Center. That allows staff to activate the electronic message signs in any particular designated area, warning drivers. Signs can also be activated if a wrong-way driver is reported by law enforcement or through traffic cameras. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers, they appear to be staying the course when it comes to austerity and cuts to existing budget components, while Democrats point to 2017 as a time to focus in on some real solutions to the state's problems.
While we've seen strong national growth over the past several years, Wisconsin continues to lag economically, and declining wages have compounded the challenges for working families. We need to start investing in the people of Wisconsin to help grow our economy. and Democrats stand ready with solutions to lower student loan debt and make health care more affordable.
That's Senator John Urbanbach, who says funding highway maintenance and improvements, for instance, cannot continue with the borrow and spend approach. And despite what a lot of people might think, State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his members do not yet have a consensus on maybe expanding school vouchers in the state.
In cases where the public school is failing or the parents think they want a different choice, I think we're going to have a robust opportunity for them to do that. So if it's by expanding the existing choice program, if it's by increasing the income limit, if it's by looking at education savings accounts, those are all topics our caucus has to talk about.
That issue and many others highlighted, of course, by transportation funding on the legislative docket as both the Assembly and the State Senate get back to the Capitol, Republicans with majority in both. The 8th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers knocking off 15th-rated Western Michigan 24-16 in the Cotton Bowl Classic at Jerry's World, AT&T Stadium.
Nothing happened was surprising. You know, knew they were a good team and had some guys that are unbelievably talented and thought that it was going to be one of those games where you got to play four-plus quarters. Big swing of momentum with the pick TJ had and then able to capitalize on it, but kind of fitting. You know, this game probably was a pretty good microcosm of how our season was.
Team for head coach Paul Christ ending their season at 11-3. Green Bay Packers, meanwhile, getting ready for Sunday's playoff game with the New York Giants at Lambeau Field. They won their sixth straight in Detroit. They ran the table.
We feel good about where we're at as a team. You know, we feel like there's obviously some room for improvement, no doubt about it. But, you know, you have to like, you know, what we're doing and where we're headed, especially, you know, in this last part of the season into the playoffs, because no one remembers what you did early in this year.
That's Clay Matthews. He's getting healthy. This week is going to focus in, though, on the players with the injuries from the Lions game and their status for Sunday. Meanwhile, the Packers' opponents for next year have been announced. Outside the divisional matchups, you're going to be the Saints, the Buccaneers, the Ravens, Bengals, and Seahawks at Lambeau Field. Road games in Atlanta, Carolina, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Dallas. Racine's Common Council normally meets first Tuesday of the month. We'll not be doing so this evening due to the lack of business needing attention or items needing a vote that are not time sensitive. The committee meetings can resume next week, and then the full council's got their first meeting of the year on January the 17th. Kenosha City Council, they normally meet Monday night, but that was officially the holiday, so the Kenosha Council will instead be meeting on Wednesday night. The Burlington Council, they're right on schedule tonight. They've got a regular business meeting after their 6:30 Committee of the Whole. The agenda for discussion purposes only this evening, including the downtown parking analysis and the city employee handbook. Both will be getting votes on the 17th. The action items tonight at the regular council meeting, that includes a contract extension on solid waste and recyclables collection, as well as trash dumpster and garbage receptacle requirements in the Central Business District. Or there is also a closed session on the community pool agreement with the local operating group. Racine's Bell Urban System buses, they're going to be getting a rebranding of sorts based on the initial proposals of Milwaukee marketing firm Two Story, which got positive reviews recently with the city's Transit and Parking Commission. The director of Transit and Parking is Mike Marley. He explained that the new image and brand still about riding the bus, however, it's ride with a Y.
It's a verb. It's action-oriented. It has a modern appeal. You can liken it to services like Uber and Lyft, and it kind of builds on our existing system in the sense that, you know, it's ride the bus.
He noted that there's an advertising budget for the bus system, for which the new brand might also help to boost ridership. And they could use the new branding in on the bus stop signs around the city, and it might tie into the city's process with bicycles and pedestrian planning. Marley adding that the two-story marketing group, they've done some impressive work in the past.
I mean, this firm works with the Milwaukee Brewers. They work with the downtown streetcar in Milwaukee. They work for MPS. I mean, they have major league clients, and I really don't feel like this is like they put their B team on this. I mean, they are recommending that we get a trademark for ride, because nobody else seems to be spelling it this way.
Rebranding the Racine Bell Urban System might start to show up in March or April of this year. City of Milwaukee's got a meeting on the 9th of this month with developers interested in rehabilitating about 100 tax foreclosed homes in the Sherman Park area. City's going to be offering grants of up to $10,000 for that work and will sell each home for just $1 apiece. Developers will have to purchase at least 5 homes, with the work required to be completed by June of 2018. An open house Racine County is going to again take place this year. It'll be on May the 6th. Real Racine has been given almost $9,000 in a grant from the state to help promote it outside of Racine County. There were 43 sites on the tour from last year, including the WRJN and 92.1 The Shore broadcast studios at 4201 Victory Avenue. All total, some 4,600 visits were documented. And again, the date for this year is going to be May the 6th. New information about it will eventually be going out of the website, www.openhouseracinecounty.com. But for now, it still contains material from the inaugural open house activities, including the radio station, now in our 90th year of broadcasting in Racine. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and that's where we keep our local newscast in podcast form. Also, at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.